These last few weeks of Lent, we've looked at how forgiveness can transform lives. Moses, standing before God after breaking the first tablets which held the commandments, he experiences forgiveness and his face shines. Peter, when asking how many times he should forgive, is taught of God's grace and the weight of that grace versus forgiveness. Jesus said that we must be right with one another before coming to God, and we pray as often as we remember to be forgiven our trespasses, our debts, our sins. Last week, we looked at Desmond and Mofo's Tutu steps in the forgiveness of others, telling the story, naming the hurt, granting forgiveness, and renewing or releasing the relationship. While a beautiful process between two people or groups of people, it doesn't really work when we apply it to our own lives. How do we renew the relationship with ourselves? Ricky Gervais, in his most recent show, Afterlife, on Netflix, delves into this topic. After his wife dies of cancer, Tony, played by Gervais, seeks to destroy himself and others. He attempts suicide a few times. He yells at children on a playground and mocks and tears down those around him. He sees no worth in life without his wife. Somehow his co-workers, his friends, patiently stand by him. They give him the time to heal, yet not without calling him on his destructive behavior. They remind him that he's a good person, even without God, and we'll get into that in a whole other sermon. But that he has a responsibility that as long as he's on earth, to make the lives of those he comes in contact with just a little bit better. He learns to forgive himself, and that in order to get through this life, he needs to learn to love his neighbor and love himself too. How do we learn to love ourselves? Not in a narcissistic, self-important way, but in a way that enables us to forgive our mistakes, in a way that enables us to free us to love others. I'm not sure if your brain is wired the same way as mine, but there's times that I cannot help but drive myself crazy with the never-ending blooper reel of my life. When I hang up the phone after leaving a message, I think of the 1,001 things I should have said. It's even worse when I talk to all of you. It's been a few months that someone called the church to share the difficult news of the death of a loved one, and I said a few comforting things, as I'm supposed to do, before mentioning that I'd be glad to share it with the congregation. Glad to share the death of their loved one with all of you. I'd be happy to do it. Their kids present. I couldn't put the words back in my mouth quick enough. And that was 2 months ago, and I can't stop thinking about it. I understand there's the auto-repeat going on in my brain to make sure I don't say something so stupid again as my brain practices and rehearses for the next phone call, but how do I forgive myself in order to move on? I know that I cannot learn to forgive myself. I know that if I cannot learn to forgive myself the silly human mistakes or even the grave life-altering mistakes, neither will I be able to forgive others. If I don't do it here, I'm not going to do it out there. The Jewish faith teaches us of teshuvah, and it's rooted in the understanding of the potential that humanity has. The potential for excellence and goodness and the equally pervasive reality of temptation and weakness. Through Teshuvah, Judaism integrates the insistence on human goodness with the reality of human shortcoming. Teshuvah is a return to our true selves. We make mistakes and we hurt others and ourselves. But as human beings, we have the ability to take stock of our own behavior and to change it. We have the ability to recognize what we've done wrong and resolve not to repeat it and try to repair the hurt that's caused. Teshuvah means, literally, turning. turning or returning to our true selves. It's more than repentance, it's a spiritual awakening, a desire to strengthen the connection between oneself and the sacred. We forgive ourselves in order that we might rediscover what we might be, our truer selves, the selves that God intends us to be, the sources of good and potential for excellence in a world where individualism and good enough abounds. Where education cuts and healthcare cuts leave us with good enough kids and good enough healthcare. I love this idea of forgiveness leading us to a more powerful path of excellence for ourselves and for one another and for all of creation, of knowing our shortcomings and the shortcomings of others and yet trying that much harder anyway. I guess that's why I was drawn to the words that Mother Teresa had on her wall in Calcutta. I know much has been said about Mother Teresa. If you want all the links pro and against, there's tons of links in the sermon. But on her wall was a poem by Kent Keith called The Paradoxical Commandments. People are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you're successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. The biggest women and men with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest women and men with the smallest minds, but think big anyway. People favor underdogs but follow only top dogs. Fight for a few underdogs anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help but may attack you if you help them. Help people anyway. Give the world the best you have and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you have anyway. And if that wasn't challenge enough, may you hear the first lines again. Because you can be illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered, just like me. Love yourself anyway. For God so loves us, with a love that declared us beloved, declared us children of the one most holy. Let us live into our belovedness as we love one another even as we love ourselves. Amen.